D-Weezy on the track, D-Weezy on the track. Baby boy the prince. Meantime, old Cash Monroe. Extreme entertainment.
Ooh, this is the way I live. Little boy still pushing big bills. I stack my money, lay low and chill. Don't need to work hard, that's the way I feel. I feel like this is the way I live. Little boy still pushing big bills. Whoa. I stack my money, lay low and chill. Don't need to work hard, that's the way I feel. I feel like this is the way I live.
Woo-wee.
Perfect.
So this is my first time trying Abita Brewing, their Purple Haze Raspberry Lager. It's pretty fucking good, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it's pretty tasty.
I got to try some of their other beers over the weekend, last Friday at the old City Farms University. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm gonna start calling that place.
City Farms University.
CFU, baby.
CFU.
Go Cats. No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Go Double Dags. But no, so I got to try the Christmas Ale, which was fucking great. I'll let you try some of that. Straw Gator. Sorry, the Straw Gator.
Yep. Yeah, it was good. It was very delicious.
They got an Andy Gator and a Barney, or no. I think they got Andy Gator and a Strawberry, and obviously they put those together. But this... If I'm not mistaken, no, I might be thinking of a different one. There's another beer where they got like, oh, we got two of these combined.
Yeah.
You're like, what? Huh? How do you spill barrels? But yeah, I fucking like Abita. I think I'm a fan.
Oh, yeah.
It's different. I don't not like it, but I don't think I would order one.
You got to start, pardon me. You got to start ordering some of these IPAs with me, buddy.
I can't do the IPAs. I can do stout, some sours.
Did you try? I don't think you're drinking. Hang on. What do you feel about porters? I think it's a porter.
Yeah, I like porters.
Because I don't think whenever me and John tried these.
Like, yeah, if I do a craft beer, it's like a really dark one. Like, I don't know. I like, yeah.
This might be up your alley, buddy. Yep. It's Founders Brewery up in Michigan.
Oh, yeah, we carried a couple of Founders at,
here you go, you backwards bastard. Why don't you give that a try? That's the name of the beer. I'm not making fun of Tommy.
I mean, I am a backwards bastard.
You son of a bitch. You always been. You always will be.
You son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch. I didn't care for it, but I don't like darker beers and shit, so.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, all right. Now
I'll definitely try craft beers with you. I can't do the IPAs, man. Like,
that's fair. Well, that's what, like...
One of those tastes I have not acquired.
This lady came in the other day, or yesterday maybe, was like, I'm looking for this beer. Like, my son's a beer drinker. I'm looking for some Tennessee beer, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, here's our Tennessee beer. It's like, you know, this sells out quite a bit. This is good.
Black Horse.
That's one of them we have, but it was like... Here's a Black Horse. Well, she was like, oh, you don't have like a mix and match? I'm like, unfortunately, no. I was like, but we got some Tall Boys. And she goes, the Black Horse IPA, do you like that? I'm like, if I've had the IPA, I don't remember. So I'm like, I don't know. I can't sell it.
I can't personally vouch for this.
Sometimes, I don't mind lying.
Right.
But there's times where I'm just like, I have not tried that. I've not tried most of the beers in our store. There's so fucking many. And they're expensive, some of them, in my opinion. But mind you, I'm a fucking domestic Coors Light, Bud Light, Miller Light drinking kind of fella.
Yeah.
But no, I get to get some beer sometimes, you know, for free from work. Well, it's like, oh, this is a tasting, or, you know, like, this can exploded. It's not the vendor's fault, so we got to write it off. It's like, well, there's fucking... Three out of the four are still good, or five out of the six are still good, and bring those home. That's how I tried so many different fat bottoms.
Yeah.
But it's like, I've gotten kind of a taste of the craft beers, the IPAs now.
Yeah.
And I like them, but I don't know, I think I talked to you guys about it, where it's like, imagine when you were, you know, 15, 16, 17, whenever you started drinking beer underage, I think all those ages were like too young.
I mean, I was definitely underage when I was.
I was underage too, but I think I was 18.
Same.
Yeah.
Oh, I was fucking.
So I was
a hellion. I was a heathen.
I'm gonna fight war. But it was heathen. Like the choices we had in high school versus like the choices kids. Like, could you imagine, you know, like one of Ethan's buddies being like, you know, hey, Mr. West, will you buy me some beer tonight? You're like, All right, but you're drinking it here or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like, what, can it be gluten-free? What are you talking? But we have gluten-free beer.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, is it? We had Captain Morgan, Jack Daniels, some type of cheap vodka, Bush Light, Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light. Mm-hmm. And that was more or less your options of, like, what do you want to drink in high school?
We were some natty drinking motherfuckers.
No, all right, that's fair. Yeah, that's
we were, too.
Because we had the Dirty 30s up north. So the Bush Light and Bush, and I think Natty Light had a 30. They had the cubes up north.
I started drinking Bush because of this fucking old redneck that lived up the road from my mamaw. That's what he drank. And I'd hang out with him. He'd fucking, you want beer?
Was he a biker guy let you touch his wife's titty?
Nah.
From the election? Like, I had a beer with a biker guy on the road. He let me touch his wife's titty. That's Tommy as fuck.
But yeah, no. That's all fine. And then I got kind of like laughed at when I would bring fucking my own 12-pack of Bush to parties. But I'm like, man, it's so much better than that. Because it wasn't Bush Light. It was, you know, but just Bush.
It wasn't Bush Latte.
It wasn't the latte.
Sammy West.
Represent.
Well, Sammy West, Bush full flavored.
Yeah.
That's his. He can fucking buy whatever he wants. Oh, yeah. But I mean, that's what his go-to has been in the past like 30 years.
That's the jam. Yeah,
or 35 years.
I didn't know Bush was like a broke beer until I went on this bus trip with my mom, like the Eagles club that she was a part of on Secord. Excuse me. They would do like, you know, pay like, I don't know, $50 or $70. You take a bus ride from Gladwin to Detroit. You go to a Tigers game, like a pop and a fucking hot dogs included in it.
Yeah.
But like, you can drink on the bus. They do like raffles and shit. And like, people were, I think, like betting on squares.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, are you betting on squares? Like, I had my buddy Stover and his older brother. I mean, they're both Stovers, but Andrews, who I played hockey with, Jordan was his older brother, but like, known these kids since, you know, junior high, some shit. And they're like, you gambling? I was like, oh, I held up a beer, not even thinking of what type of beer it was, but I go, oh, this is my gamble today. Like, I'm drinking.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, Bush Light? I'm like, yeah, taking a gamble with Bush Light. Like, these weren't left over from last night's drink session. Yeah, I just found these in the back of my stepdad's garage and said, oh, what the hell, might as well drink these, have a little fun today. But I was like, oh, is Bush like broke beer? They're like, yeah, you can get 30 of them for
$8.
It's $20 or like $22. But it's like, it was less than a 24-pack of Bud Light to get a 30-pack Bush or Bush Light.
I can get 8 Tall Boys for $7.63 in DG.
But, I mean, you can do that with a few different beers, but, like, Bush Light is considered, like, oh, the one of the lower of the totem poles, like, domestic beer kind of thing.
Obviously, I don't remember, like, offhand, but I just remember back when, you know, I was in high school, my sister, you know, she's your age, so once I hit, like, you know, 16, she could buy me beer. So I knew I could get a 24-pack of beer and a pack of cigarettes for $20.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if she was.
She might have covered a little bit. What were you getting?
Bush or Natty. I'd be like, sissy, will you get me, you know, a case of beer and a pack of smokes? And she would.
Is Natty cheaper, I guess, in her opinion?
Yeah.
It's the
exact same price as Bush. Like, literally, if you ever look, they're the same price.
Well, when I was going
to the same company.
Yeah.
Well, when I was living...
I mean, it's all Anheuser-Busch. Mm-hmm. Bud Light's the same, but it's a little bit more.
Yeah, right? It's their higher end.
But when I was living in Cookeville, going to Tennessee Tech, like, that's all I drank was Natty Light.
Yeah.
But I would say Natty Light doesn't get...
It's a good party beer.
Natty Light doesn't get thrown in that discussion a lot, but it's like Bud Light, Miller Light, Bush Light, Coors Light, everyone's like,
Budweiser.
Well, not Budweiser. It's always the light beer.
Like, if you're talking about getting called piss water.
Yeah, like,
I thought you were just talking naming off Anheuser-Busch beer. Sorry.
No, I'm not being like, guys, this is what I've learned. A, B, C, like, God damn, it's a 4-year-old who just learned the alphabet. They're going to get it wrong still, I bet you.
There's a fuck up in there somewhere.
Element. But it was like, those were the beers that everyone was, you know, like, hey, you drinking piss? What, you drinking piss there? Like, I loved it when I would, like, because I used to drink Bud Light. I quit drinking Bud Light before the whole debacle. I think I'm using that right this week.
Debacle, yeah.
But the whole, I don't remember the person's name. Was it? I don't know. the human being that they put on their can that created a controversy.
Created like, chaos.
Created a debacle. I stopped drinking Bud Light before, only just because it really did just start to taste like, I'm like, this tastes fun. Even if I get it like at a bar, like on draft, like right. I was like this.
Well, I know for sure Cheddar's, their fucking Bud Light tap.
Well, their wine's fucked up. We already know that.
Yeah, it's gross.
Well, this was like, I remember like going back there, or going there a couple few years ago. And
yeah, no, it's been gross.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. It tastes like kind of moldy.
Sour, yeah.
Or sour, like, yes.
Yeah. I like a sour beer, but not a sour Bud Light.
I tell you.
Well, the other day.
Is this a Bud Light Lime?
well, the other day, the bartender asked me, hey, John, taste the Blue Moon. And I'm like, I don't really want to. It's sour. And they were like, well, okay, that answers my question, because I just had a Blue Moon sitting in the back. And the customer said the exact same thing.
Please don't make me do that.
We're like, John, we know you drink like every day, so you're the guy that asks.
All right, relax.
I'm like, all right.
And my help of the customers is a fucking intervention. What's your problem?
Yeah. What's going on?
What are you, a sponsor? But, no, I've told people before, I'm like, I don't get the Bud Light here. Like, I get Mick Ultra typically.
The Mick Ultra seems fine. Drinks,
but I just think they haven't.
Well, I just don't
probably
think,
shouldn't even get Mick Ultra.
I don't think those lines have been cleaned in
I mean, sorry if you go to whatever Cheddar's
pre-COVID. Probably. It's been a minute.
Pre-Trump, what are you talking about?
Like, pre-Obama.
It might have been like 2015.
Bush was still president.
Obama was in office when I'd moved down here, so it was definitely, if it was, no, because the store wasn't open.
I think they opened after I got out of high school, or like right before.
It was May of 2010.
Okay, so it was the month I graduated, literally the month I graduated high school.
Yeah.
I knew it was right there, like, it was a new restaurant when I was
there. Thanks a lot, Obama.
The bomb.
For the bad beer lines. This wouldn't have happened under Bush.
Well, we were six months away from Obama.
Dude, John McCain would have kept them lines clean.
He would have.
We'd have voted him instead. I think that's who he's running against.
Obama?
Yeah.
Obama.
Yeah,
his first year was McCain, wasn't it? And then. Mm-hmm. Wasn't it? Yeah.
I think it was. That's why I said it. I could be wrong, but.
Yeah, and then the second one was against.
That
one guy.
Yeah, I don't know. With the IPAs, and again, you'll find, for me, like, it's like, okay, like the raspberry lager, I like this. The Strong Gator, I like that more than this, but it's like, yeah, I don't like the dark beers. I don't like the, the coffee beers and whatnot.
No, I like the smooth. I think they're smooth. Right?
I mean, I do.
Got like a creamy taste.
Also, I ended up convincing that lady to get Black Horse Vanilla Cream. I was like, I've had this.
Oh, yeah,
you're a beer drinker, and you drink this, and you don't think, like, this doesn't even taste like beer. I'm like, no, it tastes like beer, but I go, you can taste the vanilla cream in it. You
know? We actually had that on tap at Cheddar's at one point. It was delicious.
Oh, yeah. When me and Tristan used to do our Sunday ritual, we only went to Cheddar's, but then they got rid of the vanilla cream.
Yeah.
So that's why we started at Hooters, and then we'd come back over to Ched's for
mimosas,
peach Bellinis.
Or Bellinis, yes.
Sometimes we get some mimosas too. But.
So we used to make the Bellinis in bulk. Like,
oh, I remember that.
Oh, yeah. And it was a huge seller. Like, I don't know why Cheddar's, like, stopped doing that. Or, you know, stopped selling them. I mean, we obviously can still
probably
make them.
Because fucking bartenders, they can't even keep the bar lines clean. They're like, guys, you got to clean the machines. They're like, well, they didn't do it. You're like, yeah. We're just going to throw it away, all right? Is everybody happy now?
Well, I used to tell people, like, don't go to Cheddar's and drink. Like, go to fucking somewhere that's got a happy hour. Yeah. You know, one.
Well, doesn't Cheddar's have one now? Didn't they fucking cave? I thought I saw.
Still no happy hour.
They got drink specials, at least. They got something.
No.
I swear I saw someone post on there. You're never there late enough. You don't even know. What are you talking about?
John Boy gets like an 8 or 9 regularly.
They got an evening menu.
Oh, shit. We got dinner there?
I think they call it the post John West. He goes, wait, we're open past 4?
Shit.
This was a breakfast place that just didn't serve breakfast. What are they talking about?
This is a brunch place.
With very overpriced drinks.
But I swear to God, someone, and I could be wrong, it might have been somewhere, but I swear someone's like, come see me, Cheddar's happy hour. Maybe it wasn't happy hour, it might have been like new drinks, but it was something where I was like, they finally caved in. Because when Cheddar's was, before it got bought out by Darden, they're like, word of mouth only. We don't do any advertisement. I think they did one advertisement when I'd worked there within this past decade of, they did a free, like, dessert or appetizer, or not even appetizer, chips and queso or spinach dip.
Okay. Yeah, you couldn't even choose.
Which, those are two fucking top-notch appetizers there.
Like, I'm not mad about either of those.
Yeah. I love it. Well, my favorite appetizer is
the spinach dip. For
like, I normally buy this, so this is sick. I get it for free this time.
Yeah. I'm more of a fan of the white queso over the... Don't know if you guys ever had the white queso, like
not at Mexican Cheddar's.
I
meant when Cheddar's put the fucking beef in their queso. That's when they were doing it right. Yeah. You know, that's when you only needed word of mouth to. But that was the thing, is you only heard about Cheddar's through like people being like, you guys want to go to Cheddar's now? Like, oh, I've never heard of Cheddar's, like, bro. Mm-hmm. And it was fucking worth it.
I tell you, when I first started at O'Charley's,
you were jealous you weren't at Cheddar's.
They had the fucking. Like potato chips instead of like, you could get tortilla chips for your queso, but you could like the actual appetizer we advertised was with potato chips. Like they were those thick cut ones. Mm-hmm. They drop it. It was just like, it was like the white queso.
Not Frito-Lay?
No.
I don't know if I want potato chips.
It wasn't like a potato chip.
I just called it a potato chip.
But it is. Like, oh my God. Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
It was more like a potato
Yeah.
Like a potato wedge.
But a little, but thinner.
Yeah. No, I got you.
But yeah, dude, they were so...
Out of potato chips.
So fucking good. So fucking good.
La la la.
And they put the pico on top. You mix all that shit in, and then just... Oh.
All right. Well, I would like to talk about our accomplishments this year, guys. Hey, Blue, what the hell are you doing, bud?
Trying to get behind the fridge.
Why, dude? We got some accomplishments that I would like to share with you guys if you're all right with that. I don't know if you'll be excited about it. So, I've never done this before, but I don't know if...
Is this the ones that are courtesy of E-Dog?
No, these are courtesy of Davey J. Hmm. But, like, when he texted... Like, I guess he did his own...
Oh, he got the ball rolling.
Wrap-up. Well, no, I'd seen it already.
Gotcha.
I opened the app to edit last week's cast, and I was like, oh... It's like everyone's already doing their Spotify wrap-ups.
Mm-hmm.
And this used to be called Anchor, but now it's Spotify for podcasters.
Mm-hmm.
So they've, like, we've never gotten updates like this before from the app. Be like, yo, you're fucking, you suck. Your listenership's down 6%.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I was like, oh, this is exciting. I thought I was doing the Spotify thing, because I knew my Spotify thing would only be Joe Rogan and maybe, like, some songs I've listened to in the last couple weeks, because I'm trying to build a Spotify playlist for work. Yeah. I don't have to hear the same fucking thing every goddamn day. Anyways. They gave us news about our Spotcast.
Our Spotcast, dude.
We got to start calling it.
Spotify makes me... If I don't say that, we don't get paid.
That's the name of the episode.
I didn't take a picture of all of the... Like, I started taking screenshots. Like, I don't know what it said before this. Was like, speaking of your top episode, y'all want to get... You already saw it, didn't you?
I didn't, like, actually...
Who wants to guess what our top episode of the year was? I'll give you the number. It was 75. I won't give you the name. Because I don't remember numbers and names. So, it was... I'll give a hint. It was one that John's quote that was titled.
Oh. Motherfucker.
I should have brought Spotify to your phone so I could read the description and be like, this could have been a fun trivia game. I didn't think about
it. No.
Anyways, it's pro-booze, anti-family. That was most...
Thank God for grandpa. Don't give a shit.
How many listens we get? Does it say that?
It says it was street... What's that?
Does it say how many?
It just says it was streamed 319% more than our average episode.
That's a hefty amount.
That's a big amount. they got you feeling good in the beginning. Then they go 37% of your listeners discovered you in 2023. I'm like, all right, that's cool.
That means we're growing.
Yeah. Well, it means we shrunk, and it's like, hey guys, people have started picking back up. Not in Singapore no more. But
That guy still thinks the war's going on.
Lost those.
But he's in a bunker somewhere and he's like discussing the smoker.
All right, this one was fun. Here, John, I want you to read this. And you scroll over that way.
All right, how does it feel to have gone global?
Read everything.
You were straight. Oh,
no.
Oh, gotcha.
Like, yeah.
You were streamed in two countries. Yeah. United States and Vietnam. No, I didn't say Vietnam.
We left the U.S.
We ruled this bitch.
Was it Canada? It was just North America.
But you were streamed in two countries. United States is your top country with 99% of your total streams.
That's it. Woo!
Do I keep it on?
Sure.
All right. Your listeners' top podcast genres were, number one, comedy. Number two, true crime. Number three, sports. Hey, I feel like that falls
that's
in
literally
our wheelhouse.
Everything I wanted to post that one last week when I saw this. Be like, that's literally all we are is comedy, true crime, and
it's sports.
I mean, we try not to be any of those things, especially comedy. But
well, maybe this
we just can't help ourselves.
This is our wheelhouse right here, dude. Your listeners definitely told their friends about you.
Shit.
I told my listeners about
it. I accidentally screenshotted that on your phone. I have to. If this is the one I think it is.
You can just flick it over.
It's so goddamn funny. Here's how your listeners spread the word. Here's the graph they gave me.
100% text.
It's just a pie.
And it's a blue pill.
There's no pill. There's no lines in between. Like, it's just.
100%.
It's just
you want to read out the rating? Tell me, why don't you read out a few of these? I don't know how many there are.
Your podcast rating was 5.0. So you feel the love?
On a scale of five, I'm hoping.
Shout out
10.
Ethan. Shout out Eddie. What's up?
Oh, yeah. Is Spotify about to hit me with a pickup line? Are you a gardener? That's it.
Wait, that was the last picture?
Yeah. Yo, that's fucking lame.
Are you a gardener?
Was that all 19 pictures?
Because you planting them seeds, baby. In the listeners' minds. I figured that was what I was going to say next.
All right, so it goes, are you a gardener?
Plus 14%.
Because your podcast saw some nice growth this year.
Ooh.
Okay. Because your podcast saw some... What?
How'd it go from 14% to 12%?
We're up 14% streams, and we got additional
12%. All right.
Can't forget to give a shout out to your biggest fans. Time to read that.
You're a top 10 podcast for 22 fans. Fuck yeah.
We're top 10 for 22 people.
Stay champs.
We're a top 5 podcast for 19 fans.
Oh.
So, no, I don't...
Now we're getting out of the nitty-gritty. So, three of those...
Well, that's what I'm saying. So
we're 6 through 10.
They're just cutting it down Squid Game style right now where it's like 22 of your fans listen to you sometimes.
Yeah.
But 19 of your fans listen to you quite a bit.
Nice.
But only out of that 19, 7 of them listen to you all the time.
Oh. Hey, we got 7 people, though. We're their number one podcast.
I appreciate it. I fucking love it.
Yeah, that's fucking dope.
we love
all you listeners, but you 7 know who you are.
Yeah. Well, Ethan texted me that. He goes, you're my top podcast. I was like, I sent him that picture. I go, now I only got 6 more to track down. But I was like, no, for real, thank you. Yeah. I really appreciate it. If you're listening to this and you're a top, I don't even care if you're the top 22.
If you listen
to this, thank you so much. But yeah, special shout out to the top 7.
Fuck it.
Decent shout out to the top
19.
19, and then
yeah.
A fist bump to the top 22.
A knuckle touch to those last ones.
And you're lucky about that next year.
Got to pump them numbers up.
Yeah.
Those are rookie numbers. You got to pump them up, dude.
Yeah. But yeah, so. Oh, wait. I think there's a couple more pictures. Top fans listen to us 1.5 times more than our other listeners.
Okay.
71% are returning listeners.
All right.
So, I don't know who used to listen to us, but thank you for coming back.
Yep.
That was it. Yeah, thank you for... They sent us a thank you for sharing our podcast with the goddamn world. And I also, guys, Eric getting some numbers lately.
Numbers!
What else to fucking do with you guys? All right, we need to take a break after that because that was emotional.
Yeah.
So, Tommy, what did you think of Squid Game?
Got the first episode. It was pretty interesting.
You seemed like reluctant to watch it. You were like, I kind of forced you, and I apologize. Like I said, I wanted to surprise you with the Trevor Wallace, but it didn't work out like that, because I'm like, oh, we need a different device. All right, well, then we're watching Squid Game. We got to do more work now. We're already sitting down in our chairs. We're watching Squid Game episode one.
So kind of in Tommy's defense, I wasn't planning on watching it. But when you...
Really?
Actually, yes. But when you were like, hey, like we're going to cast about it, I gave it a shot.
I mean, that's all. And,
but dude, I got it got, hooked me got immediately. Hooked, dude. Got the hooks.
It took its index finger and wrapped it in your
mouth. Dude, it gave me a fish hook in my mouth. Dude, it got a hold of my titty meats.
I got Tommy excited.
Yeah.
It really is a good series. But I just want to talk about episode one, but I also want to talk about, like, I don't know. Are you going to watch more of it, Tommy?
Yeah.
With me, or are you going to watch it alone, or...
I mean, I might try to catch a little bit on my own, but...
I mean, it'd be preferred. I'm not trying, you know, but it just seemed like even that night, or was it last night? No. 2 nights ago.
That was last night.
It was last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, today is Monday. Anyways... what is your impression? So... Should we start off with the premise in case you, if you're not gonna watch, if you're gonna watch it, fast forward through. I'll put it in the description.
Mm-hmm.
Premise of the show: $4.56 million.
Yes.
At stake.
Mm-hmm.
And if you watch the original Squid Game, it's like
4.56. I can't remember the currency.
It's like $38,000, but they're using real money this time, guys. And, there's 456 contestants, and I don't know. Would you guys ever want to sign up for some shit like that?
I'd do it.
Oh, God, yes.
Now, how amazing would it be?
Dude, I'd drop out of college for that.
That's a deeper dive. We can't get into that yet.
I've applied for Survivor.
I've never applied for a show. I would apply for this, though. So, first episode going in, what would your guys' strategy be? Like, when you see that happening, you're like, all right, this is what I'd be doing.
All I do is win.
Well, they kind of gave them a layup. Because, I mean, they actually did the first game from the actual first show. So, if you're not, like, training, I mean, there's ways, like, you could train to do that.
Well, I'd be curious of how... Also, just depends of like how long have they been casting out for this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
6 months. You're like, oh, I applied for Squid Game, the challenge, and then like in December, like you apply for that in like July, and then December, like, yeah, we're gonna use you. You're like, shit, oh,
yeah, it might have been.
I ate so much fucking holiday food.
It could have been in like a pretty quick callback.
It could have been quick. It could have been like a lengthy one to where it's like you don't know if you're gonna get it.
Yeah.
They chose 456 people. How many people do you think applied?
But the first episode, they stayed true to the first game.
They do.
They're like, we're gonna take you
in a van, and then you're going to come play red light, green light.
Yeah. So, I mean, at least, like, the contestants kind of knew what they were getting to the first day, which it was 456 individuals. And
wasn't one of you, when we first talked about the original Squid Game, that was like, you never heard of red light, green light? Or was that the only game you'd heard of? You never heard of
it? I never heard of it. I never heard of none of them other than Tug of War.
Tug of War, yeah.
Yeah.
But that blew my mind, red light. But anyway, so yeah, they stay true to the show. They're like, psh, coming in, red light, green light.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't fucking move when you're not supposed to fucking move.
Yep.
Or give up. After you're giving yourself a pep talk about how you can't give up.
So I did love the one lady. Yeah. She goes, what the fuck? Or wait, or,
no, it was a.
What'd she say?
There was an old guy. Like when he got popped, he goes, "Oh shit!"
Yeah, oh shit! Yeah, it was like his whole bike, dude.
That's fucking.
Oh yeah,
man. Dude, old man that literally always looks confused.
Oh, dude. Yeah. He's a guy. All right, so.
This poor fucker.
The first note I had actually written down about a player was 432, a.k.a. Brian Strutzoff, a little annoying.
Oh, like, that's the douche.
Like, he's a college boy. Like, I think even in the first episode, what's the ass is my... The mother's son.
Oh.
The mom's like, right, I'm calling the dudes, or the bros, or something like that.
Look, I've come accustomed to calling this group of people bros.
It's very cute. But it's like, but you got Brian, who's, you know, 432, like, I got the perfect number, 432, and I'm number one. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I don't like that. Yeah, I'm really glad.
I hope they fed you that line. Otherwise, yeah. I don't like you.
Yeah. 432, because I'm number one. I'm the one. I'm the one, baby.
301 Trey is the dude that's got his mom there with 300.
Yep.
I don't remember her name, I'll be honest.
I don't either. She was an athlete /
Jada?
No, that was a black. That was a young black girl.
Oh.
Like, she was like, yeah, my parents named me Jada. Because that means you can see the future and I see everything before it happens. So, I swear to God, it was...
Yep.
It was... I might not be far off. That's,
no, that's pretty spot on. Actually, that's pretty spot on. That's a good memory, Dave.
I got 243 Steven, or Stefan, I assume it's Steven, is there with his BFF 242 Chase. 243 seems a little dumb. I don't know what you felt about. He was the guy with the mullet that's not your cousin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he survives.
He's like, hey, I'm here with my best friend, and I don't know what I'll do if he loses, and the guy loses immediately.
Real quick, what was the my cousin's dude's name?
Oh, that's the dude from Kentucky.
I think his name was Tommy. No.
It wasn't Tommy. It was...
101. I know his number. I don't remember his name. I just wrote down 101, a.k.a. Tommy's cousin.
So, do you remember me telling you about D, the first pool team I played for, the captain of it? His name's D.
Yeah.
I swear to God, that is D when he was fucking that kid's age. Like, I'll show you the picture.
That's pretty. That's kind of fair.
Can I see?
I still think he looks more like you than D, though, bro.
No, that's fucking D made over. Which, that motherfucker can shoot a main game of pool. But.
Oh, no. I think it's your cousin.
He could be. We're close in the States.
How would you guys try to do red light, green light? Would you just stop it? I've noticed people had hands in their pocket, which I'm like, oh, I get that to where you're like, you can run fast enough like this, but when you got to stay still, like, you stay close to your body.
Well, I mean, it's pretty choreographed. Like, this Korean song's playing, right?
Yeah.
So you know when she's about to turn around. So, I mean, I'll give myself
Get the timing down. It's all about timing. Count it out in your head.
Well, at the same time.
If you don't get the timing down the first time, you're dead.
Yeah, you're a dumbass if you don't. You know, if you don't realize.
Like, stop moving when you see the head turning. Because, like,
I mean, they never, like, mix it up. Like, it's the same thing every single fucking time.
I'd be curious of the clock of, like, sometimes they pause it for 5 seconds, sometimes they pause it for 10 seconds, you know?
But, I mean, what I would do is, okay, like, I'm going to accomplish at least 20 steps.
I might run with my hands in my pocket, though. I might take
that wouldn't be a bad strategy, you know?
The first round,
yeah,
I'm going to walk it. And just get her timing down of how long I have in between.
Start out slow, then pick it up at the end.
Yeah. Well, most of the people are dying in the first.
Yeah. And if you stay behind them, like.
So here's the funny thing. We played red light, green light at the roller rink I grew up going to. Shout out Skateland, Westland, Michigan.
Mm.
Sponsor us. No, but, like, you know, we'd crawl. It'd be like on your hands and knees, crawl. Red light, green light. And they just had people skating around, no guns. Yeah. Just being like, you're That's out.
That's not fun.
Yeah. You only got 5 minutes. I was
like, you can't kill me, pussy. I'm staying in. They're like, no, you moved.
I'm assuming it's 100 yards you got to travel. It looked like a football field to me.
Yeah.
I thought it told you. What'd you guys think? I'd say
probably
so.
Roughly.
They're giving you, what, 30 minutes to cross this this plane?
So you're going to go 20 yards
Is it 30 per minutes? Minute. I don't know if I wrote that.
I think it's 5 minutes. You get 5 minutes to cross. But you got to go 20 yards a minute. So, I mean, that's not hard. You know, as long as you time it out.
Well, I mean, that's what it's all about. It's easier, you know, you can answer the questions quick on Jeopardy when you're watching on your couch. But imagine being there in front of, being there live, like, oh, shit. And you see, I like that some people fell down and died, and other people are like, oh, I'm just going to walk to the side like it's dodgeball again. Like some people relive in junior
night. Yeah.
I guess I'll just walk to the side, I'm out.
I didn't get the people that would lay down in between. Like, if they wasn't shot, it was like, you're going to waste time trying to get back up.
It was wasting time getting down and wasting time. Getting up, like I didn't.
I don't understand why you would do that.
Put your hand in your pocket. I could get that. Some people.
If that's how, if it feels like it makes you gonna stay more still, do your thing.
But when they're like laying,
yeah.
So and you got to see. I don't even think I rewound it to look at.
There was one girl that ended up in a.
No.
Like a squat.
I want to get to her, but there was one girl that laid down flat. She got popped, and she even looked like, damn. Like, we couldn't even see the paint because she's laying there, like, oh, if I lay on my stomach, they can't hit me. It's like, you know that the thing's hooked up to you.
Yeah.
Like, they can hit you.
They're not shooting
you. Yeah, you're not, like, yeah.
You're not dying.
They don't shoot my chest, then. Maybe they lied to them. I was like, we're going to shoot at your chest, so. Yep. They're like, well, if I'm laying on my stomach. But that's the only reason I can think that they thought to lie down.
Somebody just walks up with, like, a single-shot paintball, just... Wow! Bah! They just got literally people on the sidelines.
Put you out your
business. I think they wanted that, but I'm guessing people were like, "Ah, man, I don't."
That's a little too brutal.
It's paintball, but still, the masks are scary.
Yeah.
Like you're, but holy you know, shit, people that were lying on their fucking bellies and then like dying still.
Yeah.
Like, even people that were like, "Oh, if I lay flat against the wall, it's like pop." You're like,
dumb strategy.
The first one. Found funny was when his number was 71 and he goes, oh shit, really? He's like a tan Italian white, I don't know, he's like a whiter dude, but not like it wasn't like our ginger fellow that we'll talk about in the future, but yeah, my strategy, yeah, I guess I played the game as a kid, so don't fucking move when you know you can't move.
Yeah.
But the lady that squat, oh, that cracked me up. That was the second time I laughed.
She goes, it's hurting.
Like,
she's literally going through why she can't quit.
Well, they pre-record that, obviously.
I know, but...
So it's not her going through it. It's them being like...
They made her look like an idiot. Dude.
They played Jason Derulo. Like, what'd you say? What'd you say?
She talked about how I can't give up. Bitch, you're squatted like... 30 seconds, maybe. And you're just like, I can't do it.
I don't know how, that's what I'm saying. I don't think they show the clock time exactly, and I'd be curious of how long it was, because I bet you that's where they try to get people at times. Like, all right, I only got to pause for 5 seconds. All right, next run, got to pause for 7 seconds. Like, if that's how they got people to, but to choose to squat, yeah.
Well, the only thing that was consistent was the song. So that's what you got to play off of. It's almost like a defensive lineman telling me, like, you watch the ball, you don't listen to the quarterback. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's when you go.
But I'm saying, I'm wondering if they kept it at the same time length every time.
It seemed like on the show it was the same.
On the show, they're not going to, you know, there's plenty that they cut out. So it's like...
They could have
song going like that just for...
But I mean, it just seemed like the same duration every time they would.
You just gotta be able to start and stop, or you know,
then just stay still.
Yeah.
Oh, so we kind of
gotta have that footwork.
When so
that's what it is. I mean,
so the son gets past the finish line. He's like, "This is fucking sick as hell." He's like, "Shit, I forgot my mom's out there." And then she makes it across, and they hug, and it's the guy, 232.
Oh man.
Yeah. I I wrote down turns out to be a G.
Episode, man, that's like, always lost.
But like they're hugging, he like kind of walks up in the background, like he's got them bug eyes.
This dude looks lost 24/7, man. It's fucking great.
It's the same guy I'm thinking of.
Was probably.
Was he part of the...
Friend, yeah, the Gangbu Gang.
Gangbu Gang.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever they fucking say. I don't like the bunks at all. I don't know. Everyone would go, well, something like, oh, shit, this is so great. Like, it would be nuts to fucking... And I'm sure there'd be...
Until you like, fucking what? Move in your sleep and you got a goddamn I'm like, broken y'all never neck. Yeah. I was like...
They're so high.
Well, no, they got them cages. They got... You ain't gonna fall out. Like, you have to try to fall out of them.
I want a bottom bunk. That's what I want.
I wouldn't take a bottom bunk, but it's like, you gotta try to fall out of those motherfuckers. But, no, my thing is, like... I've been to jail, so it's like, I don't...
Yep.
This many roommates isn't sick. Like, this sucks so bad.
Yep.
We've worked our whole lives to not live with each other.
Yeah.
We're not villages, you know? This fucking stinks. Well, and we're all here to fucking win 4.5. Yeah.
Well, shit, when I was in jail even, I wanted a bottle bunk. Just in case.
You're like, fuck, dude, so many roommates here. This,
yeah.
It stinks.
Just in case somebody tries to fuck with me in the middle of the night, I can get out of my bed pretty easy. Versus like,
let me roll off top real quick.
I might sprain my ankle. You know,
let me climb down. Yeah, shit, my slipper fell.
My croc, my state issue croc. You know,
the guy 200 Mothy. He's like, I want to talk to everybody, and I don't know where he's from, but. Remember, he was like, dude, I'm become everyone's friend. That's the best way to do it. I was like, I don't like that.
Mm-mm.
My strategy going in would be, I'm going to lay low at first. I'm going to talk to some people. I'm going to make some friends. But I'm not going to be like, all right, mates. You know, I'm not gonna, I don't want to talk to everybody.
No.
I'm going to be too soon. I don't know. I don't know how y'all felt about it.
So, like... For me, like, I've watched Survivor a lot. Like, I feel like once they realized, like, they had the whole, like, vote out, like, thing.
Yeah.
Like, it turned into, like, a massive Survivor for me. And that's why I did enjoy it, because...
Yeah. I mean, it's fair. Do you watch the original Squid Game?
Yeah.
So, instead of killing people, even in between matches, they're like, you can... We'll give you tests where you can eliminate them. Yeah. Like, so it's like we're...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like double trouble in this one.
That's
like, okay. I don't think the original didn't have the test, did they?
No, but I think you could. They had, I think, a couple tests, but you could also kill people in the dorms anytime.
And they didn't give a fuck.
It was like, whoever's the last one to live gets all this money.
Yeah.
So I think that's what kind of took over. I'm assuming that's what took over for that aspect. Like, well,
and, yeah, kill people. And like they had
you can randomly eliminate people.
Well, they had that weird backstory in the original, too. Like, they're selling organs. Or they're harvesting people with the organs, you know.
I mean, we don't know what this shows up to. Maybe we don't want to be on it.
I want to be on it.
I got that your cousin got that first test.
Damn, y'all.
Oh. What was it? It was the potatoes and the carrots.
They were peeling carrots. Him and I don't even remember I don't even know if I got her number.
Little blonde-headed lady.
1-3-4. They get the first test. So, real quick, if you can give someone an advantage or eliminate someone, where are you going?
I'm eliminating.
Eliminating.
That's $10,000.
Here's what I'm going
to
do.
Especially that early. Because, like, I obviously, in that amount of time, you ain't had time to talk to everybody.
That's fair.
See a random dude that I did not meet.
Here was my opinion from the jump. It's me and you.
Yep.
Let's do advantage. If we play rock, paper, scissors, and you win, you get the advantage. If I play rock, paper, scissors, I win, I get the advantage.
Yeah.
Because they don't say, I mean...
They didn't say that was against the rule.
Maybe there's rules that we don't know about, and that's why they didn't do that. But I'm like,
that's
my first thought process. Like, one of us get the advantage. We don't got to make enemies early. You know, we got this handed to us, so...
Yeah.
And we didn't tell someone else, you don't deserve this money. I don't know. I'm not. I don't disagree with what they did.
Yeah,
but
I don't either.
That would have been my move. Like
every one player of us
get the fucking advantage.
Every player is $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
There's money signs to me. You know, if I'm in the game, you know.
I mean, yeah, you like to think that, but then you talk to some people, you're like, all right, you gotta.
You're not a bad person, Chet.
Well, not even so much that. It's like, all right, well, no, I don't want to eliminate this guy yet, because I like
talking. Hopefully, I just beat him in the game.
Well, that's why you eliminate somebody.
Now I get.
Don't know who the fuck they are.
I'll give myself the advantage. I would rather be like, what's the next? And the next game was that. Wasn't that the. Don't they get into it at the beginning of that one?
I don't think it was.
Picking the shapes.
I don't think it was.
Yeah. Because remember, fucking homeboy's mom was like, number four is bad luck in South Korea.
I don't think like, they gave him a choice.
For out of nowhere, it's like, what?
I don't think they gave him a choice for an advantage, did they? And the carrots?
Yeah, no, it was like you can either give a player an advantage or eliminate a player.
And they fucking sent
so we don't know what the advantage is because they decided to eliminate somebody.
Then you don't have to do this, or you get you pick the shape.
I see what you're saying now. Like, they could have given each other.
No, one of the other people got like, hey, rock, paper, scissors. Whoever cuts most carrots, you know.
I didn't think about it like that.
Then one of us. And guess what? Because let's be honest, Tommy's cousin is not a good actor.
No, God.
This boy.
That boy is so.
He goes, hey, like, even when he's talking quiet, obviously they're turning the mic up. Like, yeah, we were just peeling carrots, which is what they were doing.
Yep.
Walks up, like, oh, yeah, this guy looks suspicious. What? No.
Just peeling carrots, y'all. Like in Kentucky.
Look at my shirt. They both look at his shirt. He's like, no, dude, you fucking. Yeah, I swear to God. It was when he goes, peeling carrots, swear to God.
He's suspicious. Like,
well,
motherfuckers.
I swear to God about that. Like, that's a
weird thing to swear to God about.
Weird thing to not confess. Sorry, Lord, about
swear to God.
I lied about peeling carrots. It's like, but you did.
But then the whole time when they were announcing who was getting eliminated, he's like, shit, man.
Yeah.
Y'all feel my heart.
I'm all hard.
The worst actor. Even people from across the room.
He's like fucking Tim Tebow.
The girl that helped eliminate that dude, which I'm glad he got eliminated. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I'm very happy.
So his name lives on. I think it was like.
That was a dude that was fucking.
Moffy or something.
No, it was just talking to everybody. Moffy.
Yeah. Player 200, Moffy.
I don't like that dude.
R.I.P. to him, but I was like,
R.I.P. dude.
That's not the strategy to fucking take on a game like that. I'm going to talk to every single person here.
So the goal is the next one, all three of us apply, we tell them we're all a podcast, and we all three get in.
That would be sick.
And then we all three make it to the final three.
So, I don't think they'd allow that. One of us would probably get out. And if they do it again, it's like, you can't do red light, green light again. Or can you again? Maybe just the timing's not what we think it is. Like, it's such a perfect musical thing. It's like, nope.
Mm.
Sometimes you're sitting there for 4 seconds and then you got to run. And sometimes you're sitting there for 14 seconds. Like,
one of us had to be later. So, it's...
Oh, I wanted to get into Lorenzo real quick. Number 161... I don't like him as a person. His stealing food ass motherfucker.
I didn't like that.
Oh, that fucking piece of shit. Yeah.
I don't like him.
I didn't like that.
And then he shows up in a crochet fucking dress, hat, and purse.
Yeah, with flowers.
I didn't like him before that. Then I saw that. I'm like, oh,
I didn't even know he's gay.
He's just gay. I don't even know if he's gay. But I was like, oh, he's just.
He wants attention.
He's trying to make a statement.
Like. She be like an annoying, like, and that guy wasn't even trying to be annoying on American Idol. But this guy, I don't know, I don't like Lorenzo. Took two lunches, nobody else did. It's like, fuck you.
He took like five or six.
And then he's like,
he was finishing off. He goes, I mean, he John West that shit, but
I mean,
we're in real life. All of us can buy whatever. We want to buy. But I'm going to ask, like, you guys throw it away.
I'll say, no, Lorenzo, you can't have this.
But, I mean, I've never, like, you know, I'm not gonna steal y'all's lunch.
You didn't puppy dog us. You going to finish that?
Yeah. Hey, that go in the trash? Or in my belly?
I'm going to start doing that. And John's like, hey, there's this pizza in there. I'm like, Lorenzo, it's mine.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I'm not going to cut
you. Yeah, no, you guys, in that instance, y'all called me Lorenzo.
But yeah, I wrote down that I fucking did not like this guy. And then I saw the goddamn hat and dress and shit. I was like, son of a bitch.
Mm. It just exemplified the hate.
I think it's, well,
like, this motherfucker, like, trying to make a statement.
I don't think, if anything, I almost think it simplified it. It was like, this is why he annoys me. Honestly, if he was a buddy of mine doing this, I'm like, that's the funniest fucking thing in the world.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't know him, and I don't know. I don't like him.
So if we all three get on the show, you know what persona I'm going with. Any guesses?
Stone Cold Steve.
Yes! Stone Cold John West.
Stone Cold Steve. We've been calling it Stone Cold Steve John West.
I'm going to, like, talk in a Texas accent with a bald head and a goatee.
Every time somebody says, what?
Yeah. What? What'd you say?
Yeah.
What? What'd you say?
I'm going to be like, John West 316 says, I just whooped your ass in Squid Games.
And that's the bottom line.
Because John West Stone Cold said so.
You know the persona I would go in there as? John West.
So John West. I'm like,
guys, why don't we know how to relax?
No, that's what it is. Everybody hang out. We just need to be each other. Like, we'll just act. Like, we'll just act. Yeah. You'll be
fake gay.
Yeah.
Like, guys, stop it. That would be
fucking croquet, nice. Like fucking like flower shit.
All right. So I do want to ask this question before we take a break.
Mm.
At the end of the episode, they got a 4-person dispute, right?
Yep.
How would you settle a 4-person dispute fairly?
A tournament of rock, paper, scissors.
Tournament of rock, paper, scissors.
2-on-2, and then the winners meet.
That's just, you know, hey.
I mean, it's pretty fair.
Go. 1, 2, go. All right, yeah. I lost.
Best of three. I'll go best of three with each match.
Yeah.
Just make it fair.
You got two minutes to do it. But it's like, hey, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
And then the winner gets to pick their, you know, is what it is. Seems like a simple thing to me.
What about you, Tommy? What you doing?
Foot races? You one of those guys?
Nah.
Take a
foot. Oh, do they get into that game in the first episode?
Did y'all have to do?
They get the end of it. Yeah.
Did y'all have to do the fucking? They called it for us was like the 1-minute challenge. Do all fucking every number of multiplication, like, you know, all the ones, all the twos, all the threes, yeah, all the fours, fives. But you had a minute to do it in.
Okay.
I could do that.
That would be mine.
Well, no.
Like, you can get it in
You see what they were working at. They were in a sandbox, an oversized sandbox, and they're in 4 lines. So you got to pick triangle, circle, star, umbrella. Remember?
Yeah.
So you can't do a multiplication test in the sand.
Oh, I thought you were saying, oh, yeah, no, like in that little, like, 2-minute window they have.
My bad.
I didn't know that's what we were talking about.
No, I do want
to. You just said, like, what's the fucking thing you would do to determine? It's like, all right, let's go old school.
If there was a 4th person here, you'd be like, do we got any sheets with multiplication? Let's see who gets it done first. That's how we'll decide where we eat.
That's how we get umbrella.
Whoever gets his fucking.
Sorry.
Who's ever the slowest has to hold the umbrella. All right, let's take a quick break.
That damn honeycomb.
Here's to that.
Well, I was going to drink from it. All right, deal.
I'm planning on passing around. We got a good bedtime story for the little boys and girls of the podcast.
Ooh.
I don't think we have a name for you guys because who are you? But Tommy's got a bedtime story.
So, it's what, a week ago?
2 weeks ago.
A week and a half?
Two.
Something like that.
Fortnite?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fortnite?
At my job, me and co-worker are standing out front before we open.
Okay.
Yeah. Having a little smoke break. Lady walks up. tells us about how she's bought all kinds of things from us, and she's a great customer. Ask us turns to personally out, co-sign a loan turns for her.
But wait, did she buy stuff through you guys before, though?
Yeah.
Okay, so she's not lying about that?
No, no.
Then she go...
One of y'all co-sign a loan for me.
And you said...
Nah.
What?
How much was the loan, though? How much
I don't know. She didn't tell us that. She just, I don't know. She told us she needed a co-signer.
Even though I would probably say no, I would still probably ask some questions. I'd like to believe it. I'd be like, how much is the loan for?
Yeah.
Not to get anyone's hopes up. Just was like, what's the loan? Like, 2,000?
Just out of curiosity. 20,000?
You know, like.
I would just ask out of curiosity. I'm not fucking co-signing. But I mean, just out of my own personal, like, curiosity. Like, okay, how much is bitch need? You know?
Are we starting a business together? Like, what are you
We doing? Starting an LLC, a limited liability corporation? What are we doing?
Yeah. So, anywho.
You look at her, you go, you'd be like, dude, on Tuesday. What you doing here on Monday? I got to, well, you guys co-sign for me. And you guys go, no. Right?
Yeah, all right. Obviously.
I mean, yeah, obviously. I'm not dogging you, being like, what are you fucking co-signing for? Like, no, never.
So then she proceeds to call an hour later and ask if there's nobody else there.
Any customers in the lobby?
That would co-sign for her. So then... Later this same week, same lady comes in, tells me she wants a laptop and a boombox.
Got that co-sign.
They still make boomboxes. Well, that's a question for you guys.
A lady who needs a co-sign alone also needs a laptop and a boombox. How is she going to serve DJ Chris?
So I tell her... You know, what she needs to do the application. It's taking her a minute. She can't figure it out.
It's a new laptop. It's gotta get used to it.
Well, I'm sorry. So why do you need a co-signer for a boombox?
No, she don't need a co-signer for the boombox. She just wants to get the boombox.
Combo purchase.
Oh,
I can flex that boombox, but I also want this computer to hook up to it so I can start my DJ career.
It's like quarter pound with cheese. I'm going to add them fries, you know. I'm going to add that boombox.
I can afford the fries, but I need a co-signer.
So this may be wrong of me, but I feel like if you ask me to sell you a computer... And I tell you to do the application that is on a computer, and you tell me you don't know how to do that. Obviously, you don't need the computer you're in there to get.
She goes, I'm not getting the computer for applications.
Okay. That application is the easiest thing to do because do you know your name?
She goes, I'm going
to... Do you know
I'm making TikToks with my computer. All right. I don't need to do applications.
Literally, sir. our application is self-explanatory.
I mean, I know...
If you can read, you can fill this motherfucker out.
If I can order from my own shit-covered Ziosk at McDonald's, I can fill out a Aaron's application to, you know, get something from you. Obviously, she's not keeping the computer for herself. She's already got two... Why would she need a third?
So, that's you know, I don't help her fill it out. And
that's mean.
I'm not helping a meth head, all right? I'm not helping a meth head steal from my company.
King of the castle.
The king of the castle.
But
I'm in the throne.
Anywho.
I don't help no one.
Anywho. So, she's asking Google. Like, she's like, hey, Google. What's my email?
She's like, Snoop Doggy, what's my motherfucking name? Snoop Doggy, gmail.com.
So I tell her she needs...
Help.
She needs to go home and have somebody that knows how to do this do it for her.
She goes,
bad. So get a phone call.
Squishy face goes,
get a phone. Get a phone call okay. Later this day.
Michaela 3.
It's this gentleman, and he says, this is so-and-so's direct relative and tech support.
Have you not seen my business card?
Obviously, you're full of shit. Right off the ribs. Like, come on, bro. Like, if I call for a direct relative, I can't even talk.
No.
I'm not going to be like, you're wrong. Hey, I'm a direct, I'll be like, hey, I'm calling for my mom, my aunt, my sister.
I'm a direct relative and certified. Just in case anyone's wondering on the other end there.
Yeah.
You hiring?
So, go through a whole fucking spill with this guy because he finally helped her do it, but it went to a store in New York. And I'm like, I have no control over that. I don't know what you guys did.
He was, I'm sorry, I work from a call center in New York. That's where my grandma stationed me. I don't know, man.
But, So he tries to get all, like, you know, professional, make it seem like he's going to get me on something. Yeah. And I'm like, sir, I've already told you everything that there is to tell you. Like, I can't give you any more information. I cannot answer any more questions. I've given you every information I can give you.
Yo, shit's in New York.
He's like,
good luck with
this. He's like, well, I want to talk to your manager. I was like, well, my manager is at this location. Here's the phone number. He will tell you exactly what I just told you. Sure enough, he called.
He might use an accent. I don't know why.
My boss fucking texts me. He's like, dude, bro, call me. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know what this is about. He's like, what the fuck is going on with so-and-so? I'm like, I know, man.
You should be like he called the different
services. So my boss told, because the customer finally called him, and it wasn't tech support, direct relative, you know.
Who was it this time?
It was her.
Oh.
And he flat out told her, he's like, if you want to get something from this store, you need to come in and talk to me.
Yeah.
She hadn't came in since then.
I wouldn't either.
Apparently, so this is principal. Where it gets juicy, where I wish I would have worked yesterday, god damn it. Like, I would have loved to have seen this.
You've been taking a lot of days off. I wasn't saying nothing, but.
took no more days off. Okay. What?
You had to take yesterday off, you know?
So apparently they were busy as fuck yesterday, so as soon as I get to work, fucking, since it works, Chris is like, guess who fucking stopped in? I was like, oh, I didn't know. I knew. So,
Cindy Chandler.
He is doing a fucking deal with a customer.
Mm-hmm.
Other co-workers doing a deal with a customer.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple people behind them, and then homegirl walks in.
Cindy Chandler.
Yeah.
CC.
They said she gave it like 10 minutes. She pointed her finger up in there. Said, I'm so and so, and I am here to speak to the manager.
She's in line.
She tried to go full Karen.
Well, you know, she's small. I don't know, y'all. People kept stepping over me. So did she get to speak to the manager?
She did.
Immediately, or did she have to wait in line?
Did she get her
boombox? She had to wait in line.
Did she get her boombox?
No. Where's that like?
Damn.
Is that the last
house? So, I want a boombox now.
No.
Just for my room.
So, she finally gets to talk to Chris. She's like, fucking, like, apologizing. She's like, I'm sorry.
That was like,
she's like security guard. I'm sorry. I got a lot on my mind lately. I'm trying to get this look. Yeah.
Yeah. She proceeds. No. It gets better. It gets fucking better. So she proceeds to tell Chris that the guy that lives behind her is a drug dealer, so she keeps a dagger on her nightstand, and she's just waiting for somebody to come in there so she can fucking go boom on them.
That's weird.
I would own a gun, legally I can't.
I need she that. Explain,
that's why I have a dagger.
I need that Shanghai dagger. From the Orient Express, baby. I need that dagger.
I like this.
Ladies and gentlemen that follow the cast, do not do methamphetamine. It is not good for you.
I want to meet this lady, you know.
I mean, if you're low on confidence, it sounds like she's not. So
yeah, maybe she's not like
maybe
that
don't
apartment.
Smoke as much as her. No. Don't do meth. Don't ask strangers for loans.
Moon boxes.
But if strangers ask you for loans, say yes and. You know, even if you say yes, you don't have to fucking sign the loan. What's it for? Before I say yes, what's it for? Ask more questions, kids. All right? Be a curious monkey.
Be a curious George.
That's the name of the episode. No, I love this lady. I can't wait to hear more. We'll probably share more with y'all, but
hopefully part three's coming next week.
Probably will be more.
I hope she shows up this week.
She's she's the sweetest lady of all time.
Yeah. I want to meet her. I want her autograph.
Old bleach blonde squishy face big tit lady. I'm for it.
Okay. Michaela 3.
Oh, whoa.
Michaela 43, maybe. I don't know. She's older.
That's young for John. All right. We're done. Love you guys.